All right, our next talk is field evaluation of nitrogen and zinc rates in cotton and corn rotation.
Thank you. Good morning. Most of us who are in here who have grayer hair have worked on nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium for a long time, but you'll see just recently, you know, your talks about sulfur. Well, today my talk is going to be about zinc because we're recognizing zinc deficiencies that are actually showing up in the area. So this is going to be a talk about some of the work we've got going on corn and cotton in the Mississippi Delta. Now, with all of our nutrients, our goal has always been the 4 R's, the nutrient management, you know, the framework. We want the right source at the right place, the right time. Some of the things we run into, though, is the availability of different types of sources. So I'll talk a little bit about that. But all of these are still geared toward best management practices. So just to give you an idea about some of the things that you might see with zinc deficiencies, because a lot of nutrient deficiencies end up looking alike, but the zinc is a little more unique in that you get the rosetting. If you look at the areas around the, let me see if it'll come up here, you know, around the edge on cotton, it's quite unique in what you see around the edges. With corn, the white stripes that you see in the leaves remind you somewhat of even some of the virus diseases that you see. But these are usually, if you do the tissue samples, tissue analysis, they'll show up as zinc deficiencies there. Usually stunted growth, lots of different things show up. And with nutrients like the micronutrients like zinc, you know, just a little bit of deficiency or a little bit of toxicity can do all kinds of strange things. So we designed a study a couple of years ago to look at nitrogen on both corn and cotton, and then the zinc rates. Now, in this case, I'm showing corn rates of 160 up to 280. When we actually started the test, we decided that we needed to back off some. This is a rotation area, even though we're talking about corn and cotton. So we backed off. We actually used rates of 120, 160, 200, and 240 pounds of N, which is more what we're seeing farmers use in our area. So on cotton, we use rates of 30, 60, 90, and 120 pounds of N, which is the most common range of values that we see. Most of our cotton will respond up to about 90 pounds, not necessarily anything above that, especially in a crop rotation. The zinc in this case was 0, 5, 10, and 15. We actually used a zinc sulfate product that was a 35.5% zinc. We dissolved it in hot water in the lab, carried it outside, and dumped it in our insol rig. So that was the way we worked with it. The zinc actually cost us about $1 a pound to put the zinc out there, to put it in the tank. The rest of the N was put out as UAN solution. We put the zinc out actually at a more of a side dress application timing. I think we've got a problem there. I think we need to go a lot earlier with that. But the first 2 years, we put it out more as a side dress application. So the area in the field, this is actually a rotation field that we've had in corn and cotton for the last several years. And if you saw my talk yesterday on crop rotation, this is the same field that test was in back in the 2000s. So the area that we're concentrated into the zinc is this part of the field. Where zinc was applied, we keep it. If it's corn, the same rates. If it's cotton, the same rates. So the zero zinc rate in corn is the same zero zinc rate in cotton. So we're actually getting an additive effect here. So if it's zero after 2 years, you've had zero. If it's 15 after 2 years, you've applied 30 pounds of zinc. So I'll try to get that as we go. So this is the area. This is what it looks like in 2017. It's again, we just swapped the two areas in the center of the field. Now, to look at the soil test, to give you an idea, we're basically in a very uniform area for the delta, very uniform, but we're in a small area. So the soil type here is a basket, very fine sandy loam, which is one of our more productive corn and cotton soils. You'll see that the black line in the middle there is actually the border between the two tests. So we've got four tests in the field, two of them above that line, two of them below that line. So basically you're in the same soil type. So, you know, some of the stuff that Jack showed earlier, you still see a huge variation out there, even though you're in the same soil type. So you can see a lot of variation going into this field. Just to give you an idea of where we started, this is actually soil samples that were taken after the 2015 crop, prior to going into these studies with zinc. And just to give you an idea, I've shown you the averages here and then the highs and the lows. So pH, you know, we go from 4.8 to 6.6. The average is pretty low for this area. Now, these samples are taken in the fall of the year after harvest. So we tend to have a lower pH at that time of the year than we do, say, if we took those samples in the spring. But look at your phosphorus levels. On an average, we're at 133 pounds per acre of phosphorus, which is about twice what you would expect to see for a response to phosphorus. Potash levels, again, you see quite a bit of variability out there. This area had been in a nitrogen by potassium study a long time ago. So we had fairly high potassium rates out there. But on the average, you're still from 375 to 410 on an average out there. The CEC is about 7, 7.5. It's a fine sandy loam. Organic matter, relatively low. This area, before we started growing corn in the field, had been in cotton for 95 years. So the more you till, the lower those organic matter contents. Now, these are particularly low, and over the years, we've had a tremendous problem in this field until we started growing corn with getting a stand of cotton if it rained too much on you. We used to hill drop back in the 80s. This field was hill dropped. The sulfate sulfur levels, just to give you an idea how much range is out there, actually on the that's sulfate. Normally the sulfur recommendation in Mississippi is the sulfur level is based on organic matter. There's not a soil test that they do. So this I've actually asked for soil test zinc. Now one of the things, soil test sulfur. The zinc levels at the bottom, you'll see that on some of these soils we've had as low as 6/10 of a pound of zinc per acre up to 47.4. But if you look at the average on the left-hand side, we had 10 samples that had greater than 10 pound per acre zinc, but 66 samples in that area had a zinc level of 2 pounds or less. And we figured to have at least 3 to 3.5 pounds of zinc to be sufficient. So in that particular area, on the other side, in the 15 CR45 test, 74 out of 100 samples, well, actually there's 80 samples in this field. 74 out of 80 samples were less than 2 pounds of zinc per acre. So this made it look like a good area to be looking for the zinc response. This is I'm going to go in here. I've got 2016 corn, 2017 corn, 2016 cotton, 2017 cotton data to talk about. One of the things that we look at in the beginning is just look at analysis of variance and using Waller-Duncan to look at a range of treatments out there, because what I'm interested in is actually the interaction effect. So if I look here, you see that the probability of F here is 0.76, so there's actually no differences going on out here for either N or zinc. So we look at because there's no interaction effect, I want to take a look at both the main effects for nitrogen and the main effects for zinc. We averaged across here 183, 184, 185, 186. Going from 120 pounds of nitrogen applied to 240 pounds of nitrogen applied. 2X rate, no response. This is on corn. Now, you know, what's going on here? Dang good question, because most of the time on these particular soils, you know, we do see a response to nitrogen, but in this particular case, saw no response to nitrogen. Now, is nitrogen a limiting factor? Evidently, we've got other factors going on. This is an irrigated test. We irrigate out of a water source that is not a well, and so sometimes getting timely applications out there. But you saw in this particular case, we saw no response to zinc and no response to corn, even though we know that the zinc levels were fairly low in this particular area. So if we look again, this is 2017. Now, this in 2017, okay, additive effect. Okay, we've now moved from this side of the area to this side. So we've actually just flip-flopped, but the zinc is in the same area that had zinc last year. The nitrogen rate study on cotton is now the nitrogen rate study on corn. So it's still adding up. But now we see a significant response here. So you do see quite a bit of treatment variation out there. And but we want to still look at that interaction effect. It's not, the interaction is not significant. So then we go to the main effects. Main effects on for nitrogen, still no response. Again, 120 to 240. The yields are about 10 bushel per acre higher in 2017, but still there's no response to nitrogen. Now, still trying to figure out why that's happening, because I don't feel like we've got that big of a nitrate level in the soil. The organic matter levels are low. You know, we saw 0.5% to 0.7% organic matter, so mineralizable nitrogen, yet we're getting 192 bushel of corn with 120 pounds of nitrogen applied. Response to zinc in 2017, we did see a response to zinc. Now, this is an additive effect. So those plots that had 15 pounds have now had 30 pounds of zinc on there. And so if we didn't see a response the year before, but now we've had it out there for a year, so now we've actually probably getting a buildup of zinc. So we did see that we got a significant increase all the way up to the 15 pounds of zinc per acre. Now, there's no significant difference between the 10 and 15, but 15 is both significantly higher than 0 or 5 pounds. Okay, let's take a look at cotton. This is 2016 cotton yields. Okay, now, with respect to cotton, we did see a response that first year in 2016 to the zinc application. We didn't see it in corn. Now, the nitrogen rates here are 30, 60, 90, and 120 pounds. We put out either 30 or 60 pounds up front, and we came back and side-dressed with either 30 or 60 pounds of nitrogen to get the end rates there. But see, in this case, the probability F is significant. You do see quite a bit of variation out there. If we look at the interaction effect, if you're hardcore, that number is greater than a half, greater than 0.05. So technically, there's not an interaction effect. Technically, so we're gonna live with that for right now. So let's go look at main effects. So with respect to cotton in this field, where we were down with 30, 60, and 90 pounds per acre, we did see a significant end rate response up to the 90. No difference between 90 and 120 with respect to zinc. Now, we did not see a response to zinc. This is the first year. You see the trend there, but there's still no significant response. The zinc rate, the probability F was 0.07. So if I set alpha at 0.05 to start with, I'm going to hold with it as long as I can. So this is 2017. Again, the probability of F is still less than 0.0001. The interaction effect this year is much larger, at 0.5% or 50%. So now let's look at main effects here. So again, that response to nitrogen. Now, we saw no response to nitrogen the year before on the corn. Now we've taken this, we're growing cotton in the same field. We see a response from 30 up to 60, but no additional yield response above the 60 pounds of N per acre. If we take a look at zinc, in this case now, we didn't see the same response that we saw the previous year, but now we're building up that zinc level out there. So we still saw a response here from 0 up to 5 pounds of zinc per acre, but nothing above that. So, you know, I think in the long run, I put this in there. I did have the soil samples run this year off the cotton test. This is the first set of samples were taken in 2015 at the end of the growing season. The 2017 samples were taken from the same plots. The first set of samples were run through the lab at Mississippi State. The second set of samples were run through the Southern Soils Lab in Yazoo City, still both using Lancaster. We've had some issues with the lab at Mississippi State. I can't take six-month turnaround time, so I got three-day turnaround time, so that's beside the point. But one of the things I wanted to point out, if you go down to the very bottom and look at zinc, okay, the average zinc level now is about twice what it was when we started. So we are obviously building up the zinc. You see about the same range, maybe a little bit higher range, because this is averaged across all the plots in the field. But we are starting to build up those zinc levels. The other thing that's happening here is you see that the phosphorus levels are being pulled down. Now, we're not applying phosphorus in this field, but we are starting to be able to pull that phosphorus level down some. So now we've got 10 samples. We still got, originally we had 66 samples below that. Now we have very few samples below the 2. You see a few in there. But, you know, often the zinc deficiency is more evident in corn, but we saw the responses here in cotton. So, you know, both of those crops, you know, we feel like we have that. Now, the zinc availability really depends on the texture, and we don't have a lot of differences out there. But the high P levels can reduce zinc availability. We're starting to pull those P levels down to where we still don't see a response, or we wouldn't recommend P applications there. We're not really interested in fooling with foliar applications right now, although there's some materials around. We plan to continue this in 2018. We'll flop back where we were a couple of years ago. So with that, you know, I'm probably just like all the rest of my previous speakers, over time. We figure this out so we don't have to take questions.
That'll work. Let's thank our speaker.